A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I don't really define myself, so I don't really think about what I am. I'm still just making music. What I've always tried to do in my career is be playing shows that are challenging for me and the audience, because I find that much more interesting than playing sing-along music. I always work with friends, yeah. Obviously you make new friends. You can make new friends along the way, but mostly even with film work, I find that it's much better if you work with friends or people you know in the first place, because it just makes the collaboration that much just much more effective. You really understand what each other are talking about right from the beginning. These shows, I'm just with the double bass player because the other guy who played some guitar and violin, he had to go back to Australia because we were kind of away in Europe for 8 weeks, and he's got a son, so he couldn't be here for the whole time. And we were hoping to have Thomas Weidler playing drums, but he had an accident with a moving vehicle, and he's hurt his knee, so he can't tour or he can't travel or lift anything. So, and his legs are like that, straight out. So. Rock and roll poison. October boy.
to that myth. Told the boy he paid the price and then some. Of an experimentalist. Told the boy left us drenched in flour. He'd wrenched and tortured. Both silent on their last ride. Well, if I write you a song in that book of the dead, should I make it carefree? If I write you a song in the book of the dead, will it matter at all what's left unsaid?
I certainly wouldn't define myself as a producer. I'm still just making music, so either I'm making music, my own stuff, or making music with other people like PJ Harvey or a couple of other people I've been working with lately. I'm just still making music, so I don't think of myself as a composer or a producer. Just doing what I've always been doing. Really, it might look different from the outside, but it's still very much the same for me. It started really kind of by accident, and I was just a guitar player. I just started playing guitar, kind of in a band that was at school, and then after we left school, we started playing shows. And the next thing I knew, people were getting me to play other instruments, and I was, suddenly everyone thought I was a multi-instrumentalist. And then I seemed to end up being an arranger, and then I was, it all just happened quite without any plan. So it was never my career plan to become a multi-instrumentalist or a film composer or a producer. It really all just happened quite by accident, in a way, and it's been a very gradual process. And eventually, I suppose more recently, I've even been doing more songwriting than I ever used to. But it seems very familiar to me as well from composing music, so it's not such a big difference. And the lyrics have always been very important to me in any group I've been in, so actually writing them isn't such a big change.
God in troubled dreams, some peace to find. The night is long, and those now gone, they haunt my mind. Fallen still, and
through its halls chill winds have blown.
I think there's still a kind of a kind of dark edge to what I'm playing, and a kind of very challenging aspect for the audience about what I'm doing, which to me is very similar. Yeah, actually, I know it's not aggressive and harsh and all that sort of stuff, but it's just as difficult, I think, for most people what I'm playing. So, and it's still a challenge to try and play that live every night. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work.
The bell never rang over my back fence. It was always lazy, lazy wasted weekend.
never churned out a pretty tune. Not oranges and lemons, not 12 times at noon. No Agnes Days of the evening moon, because you didn't want them to. And the bells never rang with the lakeside beneath her. It was there that you finally dissolved in the ether. And the bells never rang. No, the bells never rang. No, the bells never rang. Lake Geneva.
It's 25 years in the Bad Seeds, so it's a pretty significant time period, yeah. Probably, you know, 10 years earlier, I'd been thinking about leaving. In fact, after every album, you know, you'd finish the touring cycle and I'd be wondering whether I was going to do the next album. I think that's not normal. I think you should be thinking about whether you should be continuing with any project like that, rather than just thinking, oh well, I'll be doing that next. You know, it's really has to be the right thing every time. Like, you go into a new album and there's new songs and different ideas going around, and every time you should be thinking about whether it's what you should be doing or not. So when things stopped working out quite so well, just on a kind of communication level and on the level of what I was contributing artistically to the group as compared with the commitments I had to doing the business in the group and things like this, it wasn't working for me anymore. So, and that went on for a year or two, not really looking that positive from my point of view, and it was time to kind of leave, you know. For me, it was really time to leave. So it wasn't a shock, no.
Silently, and on his way to hurried to her side. Then he took his hat and threw it away. And he drank a toast to Frankie C and called to her to summon him forth.
I'm not really a songwriter. That's not the first thing I, you know. Firstly, I'm just making music. So, and I'm used to collaborating and being part of a group or working with singers or whatever. So, for me to actually write all the songs was quite unusual, and I couldn't imagine another idea that I would have where that is what would happen, where I would just have to write all the songs. So I think it was the personal nature of the material that the songs sort of had to be written by me, and I'm not sure I'll find myself in that position again. I tend to wait for the ideas to just come. I mean, I just had a list of things that I could write about, and I'd just sit down every week or so. I'd sit down at the little table around at my music room and just kind of start trying to write one. So I'd sort of start trying to write one of the songs, and it'd just come out because the story was there, or the idea about what I wanted to write about that particular person was kind of there in my memory, because that's what it's really about. It's an album about memory, what your memory is telling you, and what's all the problems with the memory, all the things that are wrong, that you remember wrongly, all that's what the album's about, all those sorts of things.
In slow motion, make love to me. Fall in slow motion. Slow motion movie star.
the most recent album is Sketches from the Book of the Dead. So really last year I was touring. I mean, it came out last April or May. So I suppose, yeah, 18 months ago or something. But last year I couldn't really tour in Europe because I was playing with PJ Harvey all year. So I only really did a couple of concerts in Germany and a couple in Italy and London, and that was all I did in Europe. So it's really the first opportunity I had to play more shows in Europe, so I've played about 18 shows or something in this time period, which is very nice, but it's really on the back of that album still. I'm still playing a show that's based around that album, really.
Well, we all get the same amount of eyes. Summer, poor and the winter, we don't all get to play with loaded dice. But throw the right number, you can still be a winner. You can be a king or a street sweeper that everybody dances with, the Grim Reaper. But that's enough now, I'm bored with it all. This is the fight of day and night. I see that light, I see that light. The sun is God, does nobody understand? God bless you, God damn. Have you got any famous lost words for me? Have you got any? Said enough. Nothing sends pain like human touch. Now I can cross the shifting sands. Come here, my little one, and take my hand. Where is my clock? What is the hour? Too late for fruit, too soon for flowers. All my possessions for a moment of time. Be sure to play Blessed Lord tonight. Play it real nice. Ready for the lost finale. Yeah, well, yeah, the show looks good. The show looks good.
of the hand wall. Their sadness grows like weeds upon a thousand years. Oh, Mother of Earth, the wind is hot. I tried my best, but I could not.
I think, they probably are. I don't know, there's an intensity, I think, in the live thing that is, now there's a lot of songs from the previous two albums mixed in with the new material, and the songs that kind of fitted with the concept, so the whole block of the songs playing live is quite an intense thing. So for me, I really have to concentrate and get kind of inside the idea there, so that's different to the record. I can't tell you how it operates as a show differently to sounding like the album, but that's certainly a different experience for me.
Of all the things you gave me that were piled in my Mercedes on a warm December early afternoon, it's two paintings by your old friend Gustav Pillage that in the end recreate for me the contents of your room. Yeah, you called me up to come around and take your stuff away. You piled it high, said none of it could stay. And I headed out of the driveway, things falling all over the place, out onto the Maroondah Highway, carrying 10,000 yesterdays. Then I saw a sign for Dublin Road and thought of your old street. I should do a drive-by to make the trip complete. Well, the house was not what it once was, and the drive cars turned to rust. No rose bushes filled the front yard now, just clumps of grass and dust. There was nothing left to see there that gave me any sense of what once was, so I took your things back to the present tense. Upon my walls I see in painting one, upon my wall I see in painting one. The Powtown Road runs through the valley, overt and lush as if to carry him on sentimentally to his English home. Painting to you the parched fields and eucalypts, the pastel colors, sun-bleached eclipse,
would take her back to where she nevermore shall roam.
There's a couple of I've pretty much demoed two whole albums, but I'm really not sure. I have to figure out what to do with them. Yeah, if I'm happy with the concept of them, or you know, so that's what I'll be doing. I'm trying to work out whether I like the albums I've demoed.
Is another man's dove, and one man's push is another man's shove. One man's rock is another man's sand. One man's fist is another man's hand.
One man's tool is another man's toy, and one man's grief is another man's joy. One man's squawk is another man's sing. One man's crutch is another man's wing. One man's pride is another man's humble. One man's step is another man's stumble. One man's pleasure is another man's pain. One man's loss is another man's gain. One man's can, another man's grail. One man's anchor, another man's sail. One man's right is another man's wrong. One man's fish is another man's poisson. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. Only thing sane is that it ain't for anyone. One man's deuce is another man's ace. One man's back is another man's face. One man's reason is another man's rhyme. One man's dollar is another man's dime. One man's tree is another man's post. One man's angel is another man's ghost. One man's rain is another man's drought. One man's hope is another man's doubt. One man's false is another man's fear. One man's tooth is another man's hair. One man's funny is another man's crude. One man's feast is another man's food. One man's dread, another man's dream. One man's sigh, another man's scream. One man's water is another man's wine. One man's daughter make another man cry. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. The only thing sane is that it ain't for anyone. One man's famine is another man's feast. One man's pet is another man's beast. One man's bat is another man's ball. One man's art is another man's scroll. One man's friend is another man's foe. One man's Joseph is another man's Job. One man's tack is another man's nail. One man's freedom is another man's jail. One man's road is another man's rut. One man's if is another man's but. One man's treasure is another man's trash. One man's landing is another man's crash. One man's word, another man's lie. One man's dirt, another man's sky. One man's skin is another man's color. One man's killer is another man's brother. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. The only thing the same is that it ain't for anyone. William said it best, he said it a long time ago. Unless you have made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. That day when you took the driver's seat, rushing through suburban streets, you took it all. Paul, there are no words you can say. There's no opportunity to explain all that empty, hollow pain. You caused it all. Thank you.
I've lost through the years, the endless cost. Could get back that day, would it be the same, my friend? Such a useless, stupid end. Is your epitaph, that's all, Paul? Last moments we steal to keep our love alive. After all, Jane, after all the tears, and time may change.
City of Budapest. Budapest, sorry. Thank you for coming along. Good night from Rosie. Good night from you.